Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM. And we're welcoming to the program today our friend from the Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, Aaron Tompkins. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and I hope you are, sir.
Good.
Well, that's a good thing because I am loaded with questions for you, Aaron, and let's just get right into it. Let's talk about some of the top priorities for cattle and pasture management this time of year, if you would.
Well, one of the biggest things as far as pasture management that we need to look at is going ahead and taking soil samples this time of year so that you can go ahead and apply your lime and fertilize for the spring. But the big thing is to also save, because between now and November 30th, the end of November, they start charging $4 per sample to send in your soil samples. So the big thing is to go ahead and get those samples in early, and it'll actually save you money for the information that you need to make those management decisions with.
You answered my second question then about the cost, but when you're doing the soil testing, what's the guidelines? I mean, how many different tests? How do you select where you test? How does that work?
Typically, what you need to do is take each field as a sample.
Okay.
But you need to take 10 to 15 samples per field and mix them.
Mix them together.
So that way you'll have a representative sample.
Oh, okay. Great. What's the cost for forage testing?
As far as forage testing, which is important, especially with some beef cattle management, is for hay samples, you're looking at $10 to $12 based off of what your requirements are for your analysis. But as far as corn silage, those samples are $18 or $22.
Oh, okay.
But in reality, that's pretty cheap to know what forage you're feeding to make adequate nutritional suggestions for your livestock for the entire winter. So when you're looking at it as far as cost per day, that's pennies on the dollar.
Absolutely. So ideally, the cost for soil testing is so you'll know what you need to put in the soil, and then for forage to know what you need to have there.
Exactly.
Our guest is Aaron Tompkins. Aaron's with the Allegheny County Extension Service, and we're talking about, a variety of things, especially pasture management, cattle management. I want to ask you another question, too, Aaron. Is there a benefit from bush hogging this time of year?
And that's a question I get a lot of times. And in all reality, this time of year is not the most effective time. The only benefit you're going to get is the aesthetic appearance of how it looks.
Right.
But really and truly, you need to try to do your bush hogging prior to the seed emergence on those plants.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the biggest things. Instead of trying to do it in the fall of the year, May through July are optimum times to be doing that.
Okay. Can you give us some cattle management tips maybe for this month?
Well, the big thing is especially if you're a fall calving herd, you should be pretty much in the swing of calving, making sure you identify those calves and know that your cows are in adequate condition to come back in the breeding season, which should be December. So you need to be getting those animals ready. Another thing to be thinking about for those spring calving cows is if you haven't weaned calves yet, it's time to start thinking about that and how you're going to market those animals. But also giving boosters on vaccinations for those pregnant cows so that your calves will have adequate immunity in the colostrum when they're born.
Great tip. How about this? Is this a good time for making your marketing plan for next year?
Very much so. Especially with the current markets, it's always good to pay attention and at least have an idea and look for new or alternative markets to see if it has additional potential income earning opportunities. So that's, I think you should always look at those opportunities and say, hey, is there another avenue or is there a market that I should look at that could produce a potential increase in income?
And record keeping is a big aspect of it all, isn't it?
A big aspect, because the thing is those cows that are not efficient or didn't calve or are just problems, you need to be able to identify who those cows are and make sure that you can either have a plan as far as marketing them if it needs to be that they need to find a a new home.
Right. Aaron Tompkins, as I knew, a wealth of information as always. Can they contact you at your office if they have more questions? Or
yes, they can. They can contact us at the office. The number there is 336-372-5597.
Terrific. Aaron Tompkins with the Allegheny County Extension Office. Always a pleasure, my friend. Great to talk with you, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Hey, thank you very much.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM. Yadkin County Farm Bureau will host its annual meeting for the members of the organization on Monday, November 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Yadkin Moose Lodge in Yadkinville. The keynote speaker will be Secretary Nick Tennyson of the North Carolina Department of Transportation. Dinner will be provided. Cost $5 per person. Join us for a special 75th anniversary video in celebration. Yadkin County Farm Bureau was organized in 1940 by farmers in Yadkin County who were concerned about the lack of voice farmers and rural communities had in local, state, and federal issues.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.